Well, greetings again, my friends. It's Saturday already. The week just flew by. It always seems that way when I'm sharing the daily inspiration, that Monday hasn't much more come and gone than the end of the week already is here. So I'm thankful that God has given us this day again. He's given us another new day, a day of life. It's a beautiful morning here in Maine. I'm having a bit of a head cold. Hopefully I can make it all right through this inspiration. I'd like to, this morning, consider the value of scripture memorization. I didn't memorize much as I was growing up. It wasn't really a part of who I was. But later on in life, in my early 20s, I started gaining an interest in scripture and in memorization. And I'm thankful that I memorized what I did. I believe the first portion of scripture was Romans 12. And back then I memorized in German. The German is also a very rich and meaningful translation if someone understands it. Hiermaniai nun libi breeder, durch die Barmherzigkeit Gottes, dass ihr eure Leiber begebet zum Opfer, dass du lebendig, heilig und Gott wohlgefällig sei, welches sei euer vernünftiger Gottesdienst. That's Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So even though most of the chapter I can't just write out quote anymore, it's still very familiar, and it's just really been a blessing to have that worked into memory back then and still be familiar with it. We are not explicitly commanded to be memorizing scripture, but there are verses and there are principles that definitely apply. Psalm 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Well, how else do we hide God's word in our heart other than being familiar with it and knowing it and memorizing it? Yes, doesn't mean we always have to memorize something if we're at least familiar with it, but memorization is a blessing. Jude verse 17, but, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's of a great value if we remember things that we are taught. The first Psalm, verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. There are some real values to being in memorization. For one, it's a good discipline for the mind. And our mind needs discipline. It's not good to have minds that are just always in the habit of flitting about hither and yon and no real discipline in our minds. There's too much that wants to fill our minds that is not good. We need to have good things structured in our minds so that we are dwelling on those things. It makes us very familiar with a certain passage when we memorize it, and that's also very helpful. So it's good to select rich, meaningful, deep portions of scripture to be memorizing them. Like I said, even if we don't memorize, if we're at least very familiar with scripture, it seems like scriptures can come up just when we need it. Our minds should be familiar enough with scripture that we can be a living concordance. As we go through life, day in and day out, we interact with people, we see things in nature, we have things that we experience ourselves. And all those things, we're able to run alongside the Word and peruse through the Bible and make connections with this and that, with certain scriptures, realize that, yes, God did say it would be that way. And but just for example, yesterday I was going out to work. I wasn't quite sure where I was going. It was back in the woods down by a lake. And I was going back this little dirt road lane, and there was a Y, actually, where there was three different roads that I had to choose which one to take, and my GPS said to take the hard left one and just go a wee little bit. Well, that ended up not being the right one I should have taken, but it took me right back dead end to somebody's cabin, and it was real tight to try to turn around. I made some deep tracks and had somebody rather irritated at me, but I stayed calm and I offered to go back and fix the tracks after I'm done with the job I had to do. And I didn't get up in arms about anything. The man blew off some steam and then he calmed down. And in the end, he said, "I'll take care of it." And it just reminded me of the proverb that says, oh boy, now it slipped my mind. I thought I was familiar with it. Oh well. It was the proverb that talks about an angry man and a gentle response to an angry man will calm him down. It's just not coming to me now. Anyways, that's just one example of, you know, whenever that happened, that scripture came to my mind and I wasn't even thinking about it when I, you know, when I was talking to the man, but afterwards that scripture came to mind and I realized, yes, God's word says that this is what happens if somebody's angry and we respond in gentleness and peace, then it has a wearing off effect. Just for example, if we hear somebody curse and swear, we shouldn't need to go to commentary or to a concordance to figure out what the Bible says about that. We should be familiar with it enough to know that Jesus said, swear not at all. And in Ephesians, there's a verse that says, let no corrupt communication proceed from your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. We should have a good number of scriptures that we can apply to just about any situation that comes up. We should be aware of what scripture would say about this or that. So there's great need to be studying the scriptures and memorizing certain portions and certain verses. Personally, I am aware that just to be familiar with scripture from one end to the other is really what it's about. To memorize certain portions and not be familiar with the rest of it, that's beside the point. That's way worse than if we don't memorize and familiarize ourselves with all of scripture. But again, I would just say that there are good values. It's not a commandment in scripture, but there are values, the discipline of the mind, making ourselves familiar with certain passages. So anyways, the blessing of modern technology in Bible study, I appreciate being able to, if I think of a verse but I can't quite quote it, I can't quite remember what it says, I can just search it and find it real easily. And that can be a blessing. I don't take it for granted. But at the same time, it can it can take away the need to memorize or the need to be deeply familiar with Scripture in one sense. We still need to be that way, but we can feel like maybe we don't need it, because whenever we need a verse, whenever we need to study a subject, we can just use an electronic word search, and just like that, bingo, you have the verses you're looking for. But we should not let modern technology hinder us from deep personal Bible study, from meditation in the Word, and from memorization. Well, God bless you. I hope that this week has been a blessing to you, and that you will be in the Word each day in memorization and meditation. We would like to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to share, that would be 099. We'll access the voicemail box. Again, God bless you.